on the ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the number one internet radio show anywhere. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, it's Sam and Stephanie in the Morning. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, dial them up right now at 323-203-0815. And now strap in for Sam and Stephanie in the Morning right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday, May 24th.
Good morning.
Good morning. How's my everyone. Favorite bisexual doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Sam. Thank you, Sam. I'm doing great. How are you?
Wonderful. You're looking exceptionally nice today. I don't know what you did, but...
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I got you a pedicure and a glowing. Manicure.
Oh,
really?
You did? I didn't notice those. No.
Yeah. Well, my feet are covered, but yeah, very exciting. Maybe
oh,
that's
nice,
it.
Oh, nice fingernails. Nice manicure.
Thank you, because you notice this stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you. I don't know what I did. I actually feel a little gross today. I decided to cut my hair a little bit last night because I was bored.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, you did, huh?
Yeah, I trimmed it.
Yeah.
Which probably was stupid. I was just bored. I do go to a hairstylist. I really do. But last night I was like, oh, I just want to cut some ends off. That was a disaster.
Really?
My friend Cecile came over and she was like, what the hell did you do to your hair? But I was like, I was trying to angle it in the front. And This is why I'm not a hairstylist. And
there
this is
you
why
go.
I go to one.
Don't
I
do
was
that.
Just, I was bored and I was like, all right, I'm just going to cut a little bit off.
Yeah.
I just want, you know, I wanted it now. I didn't want to wait. I didn't want to wait to see my hairstylist. I just did it now.
Yeah.
But it's fine. She even did that. It's all good. Its hair grows back.
That's
you know,
true.
I guess kids do that when they're young. I never did that.
What, cut your own hair?
Yeah, I never did it. My mom would have killed me.
Yeah.
She would have killed me. So I never did it. So I literally was like, well, I'm bored. Like, I've never done this. Why not? It's not that hard. I didn't even have, like, hair cutting scissors. I just had scissors. And I was like, oh, this will work. Not really. It was
we need to find a hobby for you.
I know. I ended up doing that and watching The Bachelor last night. The Bachelorette, I mean.
And Bachelorette.
Oh, my God.
Is it good?
It's so bad.
Yeah.
It's so, so, so bad. But I got to say something. Last night was the first. I forgot it was even on. And by chance, like, I was waiting for Nurse Jackie to come on. I don't know if you know that show.
Yeah. With Edie, whatever.
Edie Falco.
Yeah.
It's so good. Oh, my God. I'm obsessed with that show. But anyway, I was waiting for it to come on. And I turned on the TV and I see The Bachelor's on. Bachelorette, sorry.
Right.
And oh my God. So it's the 2 hours, you know, she meets 25 guys. And
25?
Yeah, 25.
Oh my God, that's a lot.
Right. And the first night, she ends up cutting 10 of them. So she's left with 15, right?
I see.
Now these guys are just... Some of them are, you know, seem like decent guys.
Right.
But then you're just like, really? Do you really want to do this? Do you really want to go on TV? Like, I feel like The Bachelor, when women come on the show, I feel like they generally want to find love.
Right.
They do. I mean, I'm sure some of them want to get on TV, whatever. But
yeah, obviously.
I think that women are more prone to finding, not prone to, what's the word I'm looking for? But anyway, want to find love.
Uh-huh.
I could just kind of, maybe some men on there do.
Mm-hmm.
But some are just like, it's all about being on TV.
Right.
It's all about a competition.
Right.
Like this one guy openly admitted last night, he was like, I don't even really find her attractive. I just am competitive and I want to win. And I was like, like, I felt so bad for her. I was like, what an asshole. But she ended up picking him as one of the guys.
Really?
And I was like, and then there was a guy that didn't get picked that was like, and he was a good looking guy. And he goes, he was like, I don't understand. Like, I don't understand what's wrong with me. I just feel like I do this all the time. And he starts to cry.
What?
And I was like,
yeah,
this is off. Like, he's crying about a girl he doesn't even know.
Yeah.
And he's like devastated. Yeah. He's like,
I'm sure he's crying because he's off the show, you know?
Well, I think that's a little bit of that. I don't think he's that sad that this girl like rejected him in 5 minutes because she doesn't even know him. And then this other guy was wearing a mask the whole time.
A mask.
Like around his eyes. He was wearing a mask. He was like, it's not about the beauty outside. It's, you know, it's about inside. Like, you know me, I think that too, but I thought that was a little overboard. And she was like, she's sitting with him. She's like, are you ever going to take off the mask? And he was like, yes, in time I will. But I believe like right now we should just really get to know each other, like on the inside.
So did she keep him?
So she kept him.
Yeah.
And then there was another guy who got plastered. He was so drunk, Sam.
Yeah.
He didn't even know what he was saying to her. She was trying to talk to him and she was like, so what do you do? And he was like, and she goes, what? And he was like, and you couldn't understand a word he said. And she was like, okay, I need two of you guys to come over here and you need to take him into the car. And she kicked him off the show. Because, I mean, he gets wasted. He doesn't even try to talk to her.
Right.
He just gets wasted.
Yeah.
And then
that's
you look,
pathetic, you know?
And then you look at his title and what he does. He's a liquor distributor. And I was like, well, that seems about right.
Yeah.
But it was so, I felt so bad for her. I mean, I hope she finds love. Like, I really do. I think she's a cute girl. I think she has a lot to offer. And she's putting herself out there. That's got to be really hard.
Right.
You know, I don't know if I'd want to do it.
Yeah.
But man, these guys, you would have died laughing. The guy that's crying, the other guy that's drunk, like, oh, they
sounds like a crazy show.
See, you are missing the worst TV ever.
I know. What am I going
to
do?
What you need to, seriously, Sam, come on. You need to, you know, do awesome stuff with your free time, like watch bad TV.
Yeah. Well, we were catching up on Celebrity Apprentice last night.
Oh, who won?
Well, it wasn't last night. I think it was Sunday. We just recorded it, so we watched it last night. And what's his name? The country singer, John, won, as opposed to Marley Matlin.
Oh, Marley Matlin, the deaf woman.
Yeah. Right. And she really deserved it. I mean, she was like there when she was talking or, you know, signing and that.
Yeah. When she was talking or signing.
Very powerful. And it reminded me of the movie she was in when she got famous. She was 21 with the movie Children of a Lesser God.
Oh, okay.
And that's what made her famous, you know, that drama that she
I never saw it.
Yeah.
Is it good?
It's very good.
Okay.
I don't remember shit about it. I just remember it was very good. I mean, come on. This is like 30 years ago.
I don't even remember. I don't know. I mean, I know of her. I just don't know what she was famous for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She had a good role
there. So she
should
have won and not this guy.
She really should have won. Yeah. But Donald Trump always goes against the odds, you know.
Really?
I don't know why he does that, to surprise people, probably.
Because he's an asshole.
Yeah, he's a pretty big asshole.
I don't care, really, to be honest. He's just got such an ego.
Yeah.
And with hair like that, he shouldn't. Seriously.
I don't know, with the money and all the beautiful women, why not, you know?
Well, he has a wife now, right?
Yeah, but she's very beautiful.
Oh,
too.
She's ridiculous. She's a model. Is she Russian?
I don't know.
I forget what she is. She's something.
Melania or something.
Or Italian model. I don't know what she is. She's something.
Yeah.
And now he's got a son too.
From her, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
from her. Oh, that's right, because he's got how many other kids?
Yeah, he's got I think 3 other kids.
His daughter is gorgeous. The blonde.
Uh-huh.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
She's a model.
She's pregnant now.
Oh, is she married?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
I know. I didn't know that either.
We need to stay up on our time.
Yeah, exactly. Stay up on our reality shows.
Oh, my God. You have got to watch The Bachelorette because it's so bad.
But you see, I can't watch that shit, man.
But you just have to take, like, I know it's a complete waste of my time. I really do. I really do. I know that I could be doing other stuff. And, you know, I was actually, like, doing bills and things when I was watching it. But I have to say, like, it is so fun to make fun of it.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, my heart breaks because she's, like, really there for love, you know? And she's like, oh, my God, these guys are here for me. And, you know, and then I'm like, sweetie, I think there's some that are. But then I think there's other ones that aren't, that are just there.
And
like
that's what the game's for her to figure it out. She's got a lot to choose from. I'm sure she's going to find someone.
Well, we hope so.
You know,
so.
If she can't, then she's a basket.
But hold on, though. Yeah. How many years has it been on, like, how many seasons?
No,
like 17, something crazy like that.
Yeah.
And there's been, what, two people or maybe even one couple that has survived or, like, gotten married or whatever that has a good relationship. Mm-hmm. And that was like, I don't even know. My dad will text me, I'm sure, in a little bit and tell me the answer. But I think it's like one couple or two couples that have.
That's all, huh? Out of both the Bachelorettes and the Bachelor?
Yeah. Out of both of them. And I think it's been on for years and years, and I just, there's been so many Bachelors and so many Bachelorettes, and I think that like one or two couples has survived. I could be wrong, but I don't know. That I don't
so
know.
Much
that's
for those
like,
shows.
Right? Really? You're going to find love on it? Hey, I mean, I've thought about it for like a second. I was like, should I go on this? And I was like, no, I'd be a total disaster. So Cecile goes, you should go on it like, 10 guys and 10 girls. I go, Cecile, I am not Tila Tequila. Tila Tequila. I can't even speak this morning. You've seen that show with her, right? Haven't you?
No.
The Asian girl who's bi?
No.
God, she's on. My dad says two couples are married. I was right. See?
Okay.
Two. That's it.
Your dad is the authority on these.
Because he watches this crap. Mm. He has nothing else to do either. This is where I get it from. Tila Tequila was this. She was a. I think she just started doing YouTube videos or something. Mm-hmm. And she became really popular. And she's bi. And she had the show on MTV. And she had 10 guys and 10 girls, and she had to pick between. It was it was the stupidest thing ever. It really was. I was like, Cecile, I'm not doing that. Sorry.
Jeez. All these reality shows.
I know. It's reality. There's everything. There's so many reality shows out. This is why actors are not working.
Yeah.
This
is
why we are not working.
Because you don't need any creative on those shows.
Well, it's just like there's barely any regular like sitcoms left or episodics. It's all just reality crap.
Yeah.
But you know, this is what people want.
This
business is completely going through a change, and
yeah.
Hey, this is what it is. You got to roll with it.
Yeah.
You know,
were watching Two and a Half Men last night. We caught an episode.
Yeah.
And that show is so fucking funny. You know, it's such a shame that Charlie Sheen's not going to be on there anymore. You know.
What?
What did I say?
Oh, Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, Two and a Half Men.
You're
what
right.
did I say?
No, you were right.
Oh, okay.
No, you were right. I just didn't hear you for a second.
Okay, because I thought maybe I said a different name, a different show.
No, you were right. You were totally right. He is so funny on that show.
Yeah.
But I think Ashton might be pretty
damn
good.
Yeah, if it's the same writers, it'll probably stay as funny.
I think everything's the same, right? Except for Charlie.
Right.
I think that's,
Yeah, I think they're going to keep it the same.
Yeah. No, he's hilarious, but he's just a nutbag, and
you can't. It's a funny show.
You can't sit there and with all this money and all like, these are people's jobs that you're messing with for him to not show up. It's like Marilyn Monroe would do this. You know that? Remember back in the day, she she would take a bunch of pills, and she was addicted to prescription pills, and she wouldn't show up to the set sometimes. Mm. 2 or 3 days, just she's supposed to shoot, not showing up. Mm-hmm. I mean, that just costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
And
imagine.
you can't fuck around with that.
Yeah.
I think Ashton will be good. I just don't know how they're going to write him in as his other brother or his cousin.
Who knows? But the show, you see, the thing is, I think it'll stay good because the writers are still there, I believe. Mm-hmm. And they're funny, you know, because it's not only Charlie, it's the whole show that's funny, you know.
Well,
the maid, you know, I mean, she's hilarious,
she's great.
You know.
I know. And the boy, I think, is funny.
Yeah.
I think the whole everything
so,
about
yeah,
it.
So yeah, the
funny.
Lines they write for them are pretty hilarious.
Well, yeah.
So I think the show will probably they might actually pull it off, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
I hope so. I really do, because it's a great show, and that puts a lot of people out of work.
Yeah.
If that goes under, you know. I mean, there's other shows that are being made, but you know, that's a huge show.
Yeah.
And that's like one of the biggest shows on that network. So, you know, I mean, I was on it. I saw it.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's still top 10, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a great set to work on.
The ratings.
Great set, but I hope Ashton does well. He's a funny guy.
Yeah.
He's like, you know. He's so hot. Oh, God, he's so hot. I'm sorry. He's so hot. I'm
How
just
old is
at,
he now, do you know?
I don't even know.
Probably
you know,
30 or something?
No, I think he's older than that.
Oh,
How
yeah?
old is his wife? 50? Is she 50 yet? No, she's 40.
She's got to be 50.
Is she?
Yeah.
Wow, she looks awesome.
Yeah.
I hope
well,
I
a few surgeries.
Then, well, that's true. She has a damn good plastic surgeon.
Yeah.
I would
really
go to her
does.
Plastic surgeon for sure.
I know. She doesn't look like the way she used to, though. I mean, she doesn't look like herself sometimes. Mm. If you really look at her face, looks a little different.
Yeah, oh, it definitely looks different. But yeah. She looks... I mean, for plastics, as far as plastic surgery goes, and we were talking about this the other day,
yeah,
they don't really look good afterwards, but she does look good.
Right.
Yeah. There's some bad plastic surgery.
Yeah, she's got some good genes on her.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I agree. So I was looking at pictures of the tornado finally.
Mm-hmm.
Holy hell.
Yeah. Do you believe that? It's amazing.
Just in like 1 second, everything is gone.
Yeah.
And it's not about the material stuff, but if you have your whole life in a house, you've been there your whole life, like, and everything's gone. It's just,
yeah.
Oh my God.
I know. You know, and they're saying in Japan, it's probably going to take them more than 3 years to actually clean up everything. I mean, the cleanup there is like, where do you even start?
Yeah.
You know?
I can't.
Piles of cars and boats and who knows what else all over the place.
I can't even imagine.
And that, you know, there's another disaster that in a few minutes, there's mm-hmm. such destruction.
Right.
And that's what natural disasters are all about.
I know.
You know, about
it
destroying
just seems like
things
one after
in
another.
Seconds.
I know.
Yeah.
It's like one thing after another.
I know. A lot of these things. Well, maybe it is the end of the world. Maybe it's near. Who
it's
knows?
It's not. What did that guy, you know, I'd missed it. Did you see that at all? The guy that predicted that the world
yeah,
was going to end?
Yeah, of course.
Did you... He's now saying something...
He sort of disappeared. But I think now... Is that the same one that says in about 6 months the world is going to end?
I don't know. This guy predicted a couple of years ago that it was going to end. And then he said Saturday. But then I saw on the news last night, but I didn't watch it. He's
right.
Now coming out with a statement saying something. And I don't know what it is exactly. I didn't see it. But I just want to know what he's saying now.
Yeah. Okay, he says now that the end of the world will happen in 5 months. So.
Oh, this is what he's predicting now.
Yeah. Yeah.
What? Okay. Where is he getting this?
I think based on the Bible and based on some scientific stuff, I think.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, like actually not scientific, but numerology and.
He wasn't right the first two times.
Yeah.
Give it up. That's
not
what
only
I'm
him, but there's never been anybody right about the world ending.
Because it's never going to end.
Yeah.
It's just energy. We've always existed and we always will exist. That's my belief on it.
Yeah. Well, but, I don't know about that, you know, because I was reading a quote by Stephen Hawking, you know, that scientist.
Oh, yeah.
And he says, you know, the brain is like a machine, you know, and when the parts are worn out, then it stops working, you know. He says, there's no afterlife, there's no any of this. He says,
okay.
You know, once something is broken, it's broken, you know.
Well, I mean, look, I'm not saying that.
But nobody knows.
Nobody
you know? I mean,
really
just
knows.
Just because he says it doesn't mean that it's right.
And just because I believe that we'll always exist, we're energy. I mean, not our physical bodies, but our souls. But that's my opinion. That's that's what rings true for me.
Right.
But, you know, I like hearing people's opinions on the world, but when somebody predicts something as to be for sure that this is the way it is, like that the world is gonna, I have to laugh at it because I think it's a little ridiculous, but you know it is.
Yeah.
Okay, Ashton is 33, Demi is 48. We were right. We were kind of right.
Well, thank you. You see, he's doing Google searches for us.
I know, so we don't have to do it. So we don't have to.
Yeah. We have a guardian angel that watches over us to make sure we're accurate in
our
reporting.
Thanks, Pops. I love that you just call my dad the guardian angel. Oh, Pops, that's so sweet. I would never call my dad that, but you can.
Okay.
So I saw this other... This is a little disturbing. And this is why I have a hard time reading the news.
Yes.
Because it's really, really negative.
Mm-hmm.
There's not much positive in it. But there's this... I find this very disturbing. This couple was married and had a son.
Mm-hmm.
Got divorced. And the mother had custody until like 2005. And then it doesn't specifically say what happened. And he went to go live with his father. She lost custody somehow. I don't know what was wrong with the mother. Went to go live with his father and stepmother. And there were other kids that were in the house too. This boy was kept in a dog cage, taken out to go to the bathroom and given food every so often and was beaten, was chained up, was, I mean, it goes on. He was, nobody really knew about him. Like, they, whenever people like in the neighborhood said, they'd ask about Christian. They were like, oh, he's homeschooled. That's why he's not going to school. Hmm. But he was kept in a dog cage.
Right.
And I mean, he was just tortured beyond belief. His father, 2 years ago, he died. 2 years ago. They just found the body. They just realized that he was dead.
The kid?
Yep.
Wow.
Just realized. Police just realized.
And he died from what? Do we know?
Yeah, his father took him out of the cage, and this is so sad. He was buried. He was buried not far from the house, with a Bible on his chest. So his parents put a Bible on his chest.
Yeah.
Okay?
So they believed they were doing the right thing.
So after they beat the shit out of him and tortured him, they said, you know what? We're going to put a Bible on his chest. Because maybe then he'll go to heaven.
Yeah.
But whatever we did, it's okay. He died from actually a blunt force trauma because his dad punched him in the back, the side, and the front of the head.
Of the head.
Really hard. And he threw him back in the cage. And then... they didn't check on him and he ended up dying in there. So they buried him and nobody knew about this. Mm. Nobody in, like, his mother didn't know. And finally, after 2 years, his mother's like, now maybe she didn't have contact with him, but she would never check on him for 2 years. Like, I find this story so effed up and I don't. Yeah. First of all, I mean, this was his real father. This wasn't a foster family.
Right.
But you hear these horror stories of foster families and what they do to kids. It's like, what kind of a background check does the foster place do when they go to somebody's house and say that you can foster a child? Like, what does it take? Now, granted, this is his own father.
Right.
But I'm just, and now I'm, you know, bring it into another thing, because I know I've heard a lot of stories of foster families doing this to kids and beating them and doing horrible, horrible stuff. I just feel like, you know, when I rescue a dog, they come and look at my house. They make sure that, you know, everything is secure.
Oh, really? They have to qualify you.
Oh, yeah. You have to be qualified. So, you know, they look at you. And now, granted, they don't spend a ton of time with you, but they have to come look at the house and make sure that it's safe and they're not just giving it to anybody.
That's interesting.
But it's like, obviously, these kids aren't dogs. Like, this is a child. Like, what kind of background check do they do on these people? How easy is it to just foster a child? Because they're getting money from the government, correct?
Right.
That's correct, right? When you foster a kid?
Uh-huh.
What, you know, anybody could just do it. And I find this so fucked up in our society. Like, I don't know at what point that somebody's going to stop and say, you know what, this doesn't work.
Right.
Because you do hear story. I mean, am I totally off your
lead? No, I mean, no. It seems...
I'm so angry. Like, it makes me so sick to my stomach. Mm-hmm. And again, this is obviously a different situation, but it made me start to think about, like, people have done this. Foster families have done this.
Yes, all the time.
Because... And they have so many kids. You know, they end up fostering so many kids. There's usually, like, five or more.
Oh, yeah, like the same family?
Yeah, like they'll end up fostering
a lot
of kids.
That?
Because they get money from the government.
I see.
So it's like they don't have to work.
Oh.
But it's just, it makes me so fucking angry.
Mm-hmm.
Am I getting paid to foster an animal? No, I'm not getting paid to foster an animal. I'm not getting paid to foster an animal.
Yeah, no, that's not the same
but
thing.
But it's just, it's crap. Like, I don't know. I get so angry about it.
Yeah.
And I can't believe for 1 minute that this boy was dead for 2 years and nobody even...
Nobody knew because he wasn't going to school. He probably didn't have any friends and, yeah, nobody knew.
And the kids were threatened by the parents to not say anything. Mm. They would beat him if they told anybody anything about Christian.
Yeah, what a great family, huh? What a great way to grow up.
I just, like, I don't wish harm on anybody, but it makes me so angry. I seriously want to punch these people in the face. Like, I can't understand how this is okay.
Mm.
Like, what, I don't know what kind of punishment, like, I don't know if I necessarily believe in the death penalty, but if somebody tortures somebody like that, part of me thinks that they should be tortured the exact same way.
Yeah.
Because.
Or hung by their balls in City Square, you know? Well, on the town square.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, exactly. Like, I just feel like maybe people sit in jail and they look back on their life and they have a lot of regrets and, you know, they realize what they did, but some people don't.
Yeah.
And it's like, part of me really feels like if you're going to do that to a child or to anybody, like, you should be getting the same kind of treatment.
Absolutely.
Fuck you for doing that to somebody. Like,
Yeah. How do you really feel about it?
I could go on. I'm like holding back because I can't. These kids like look to you as parents no matter what. Like, and they love you unconditionally and they put trust in you. I'm going to start crying because it makes me so angry. But yeah.
It's amazing that parents could do that to kids, you know?
But it's not even like, even if it's not, I'm sorry I'm crying, yeah. But even if it's not their parents too, it's just like, why would you fucking do that to somebody? It makes, oh my God, I'm so mad. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, let's change the topic then. I don't like you crying.
I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You're I'm not even at my period. I'm just so angry about it. It sucks.
Oh, man.
It just
so,
sucks.
Okay, well, let's change the topic. Lady Gaga's new album is out.
Oh, did you get it?
Apparently, no, I didn't get it. But apparently, the album goes for $11.99 on iTunes, but you can also buy it for $1 on Amazon, the whole album.
Shut up.
It's a digital download, and it's only for today. But
$1.
Oh, wait a minute. That was yesterday's news. So, okay, you guys are too late. Sorry. I don't know why they only put it up now, but...
Never mind, guys. Now you got to pay
$11.99. Yeah, okay. Yeah, too late, folks.
Nice job, Sam. Yeah. You just got everybody's hopes up, including mine.
Yeah.
Wow, so it sold for $1 yesterday.
Yeah.
I wonder how much she made. I'm sure everybody bought it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I wonder how much she made.
Yeah.
She was on SNL this weekend with Justin Timberlake.
Oh, yeah?
I heard it was like... I heard the ratings were up so high because of the two of them.
How did you miss that?
What, SNL?
Yeah, Justin Timberlake. I mean,
I know,
he's like,
I know.
Yesterday you were going on and on about
it. I know. Yeah. I know. I don't watch SNL religiously.
Right.
I don't ever TiVo it.
On.
Yeah, so I was in Santa Barbara too.
Yeah.
That's where I was. But I just don't watch it religiously that I'm, you know.
So you didn't know they were going to be on.
So I had no idea. So I had no idea that he was going to be on. Lady Gaga, I'm just like, whatever about.
Yeah.
I think she's, like I said, she's an awesome performer. I just cannot get into her music so much.
Yeah.
Not
I know.
Really.
I think it's cool, you know, dance music and stuff. And it's pretty innovative, I think. You know,
I agree with
that. But I don't go crazy or don't go gaga over her.
You have been waiting to use that one.
No, but it just popped up.
That is awesome.
So the album is called Born This Way, and the cover is very weird.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like she's half motorcycle and half Lady Gaga.
Where is this on CNN?
That's on.
Hold on.
It's on CNN, but you gotta get there through the main page there on the entertainment section.
Okay.
But I'll show it to you later.
Yeah, just show it to me later.
Yeah, you can even Google, you know, Lady Gaga's new album or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, she looks pretty weird in it, and I don't know. You know, I mean, the videos are cool. The songs are not that great, at least my opinion. But
the videos are always cool.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I want to see this now. I'm trying to find it.
Yeah, I mean, she's so fucking rich, you know?
She must have made
so much money.
She'd been working for years. She was just like a singer-songwriter in New York, like trying to
clubs.
Make it for years.
Right.
I wonder if she's always been this
way?
Outrageous. Like, did she go to clubs and was that her act? Like, the stuff that she's doing now? Or did she just...
I have no idea.
I really want to know, like, what her...
Yeah.
You know?
I don't think she was as extravagant as she is now. I don't think.
You don't think so?
No.
But she is amazing. She knows what she's doing. Everybody compares her to Madonna. And
yeah. I think in many ways, her voice, some of the songs...
Yep. Some of the songs sound like it.
Yeah.
She's just not, like, the most... I mean, to me, I don't find her, like, gorgeous.
Yeah.
But... I mean, she's got a cute little body. She's funky.
But she's not gorgeous, yeah.
You know, I mean, she appeals to people. She kind of, I don't know. I don't think she's straight anyway. I think she's gay. But that's my opinion. I mean, don't quote me on that one. I'm just saying.
Did she say a while ago she was going to be celibate or something for a while?
Oh, is that what she said?
She did. I remember.
Did her boyfriend, like screw her over or something?
I don't know. Did she have a boyfriend?
I love that you and I are just like, we're starting to...
I know.
Rumors.
We're like in the fucking dark. We try to talk about Lady Gaga. We know shit about her.
I know. I'm just hoping that you knew more than I did, but I guess not. Why don't we call your daughter?
She's not our generation.
Does your daughter know?
She knows everything. Are you kidding?
I wonder what she...
She's read books and she knows everything.
She should call
her.
We should call her. Yeah. Where is she? Let's call her and ask her. We need people that know about things that we don't so we can call them right away when we have a question. Like our lifelines.
Yeah, like your dad.
Like my dad. Dad, can you call us in and tell us about Lady Gaga? But he doesn't really like her, so he wouldn't really know. What she's doing research right now. She is... I still can't find her, whatever. I'm just looking at her crazy hairstyles.
Yeah.
It's impressive, man. The people that dress her and do her hair, I got to say, she's a...
Yeah, yeah. Just go to Amazon and do a search on her. It'll bring up the CD, I'm sure. Then you can see the picture. Or anywhere, for that matter. But, apparently, Oscar De La Hoya is going into rehab.
Oh.
Do you know who he is?
The boxer.
The boxer.
The fighter.
Yeah,
whatever.
You would know that since he's one of... People's Magazine Most Beautiful.
Yeah, he is pretty hot, actually.
You think, huh?
He's going into rehab.
Yes.
What is he addicted to?
They're not saying.
Okay, everything. God, it's so messed. Everybody, it's just like, it seems like every celebrity is like addicted to...
They end up, because I think, I really think that fame screws up people's minds.
Well, we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
You know, you have so many yes people around you, it creates this alternate reality. People think that they're bigger than God.
Yeah.
But you also have so much money that, do you know what I mean? Like, it's just...
I know, you feel bored. Invincible.
But you're bored.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
You know, a lot of times it's
you've
like...
You've done everything you could.
You've done everything. And then you just feel like you... It's like, why not? You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I know a lot of people that have done that. Just why not?
Yeah.
You know, I worked with this guy who's going to remain nameless, but on a movie that I started. And he was a big actor in the 80s and or actually 90s. Mm-hmm. He worked in a movie with Jennifer Connelly. He worked on another big film. And he had a drug problem. I'm not going to go into it too much, but then he also paid for sex and he got into that world and he was sharing it with us openly, saying like he just got to the point where he had so much money, you know what I mean, he was just bored and like that was his vacation.
A lot of people take drugs because they're bored, I'm still reading Steven Tyler's book. I'll get it to you when I'm
done.
Yes,
please.
But I mean, this guy, all the drugs they've done, man. It's like, how can he still be alive?
I can't even imagine what he's done. All of them.
All of them.
All of these rock stars.
Yeah, they've been in rehab so many times. He's been in rehab 4 times.
Has he?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
The last time in 2009. It's not too long ago.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's just recent.
I know.
Is he still...
It's
he
like, I don't think he can give up the drugs. You know, after you do them for so many years, it's hard to quit.
It is hard. I'm sure, you know what, though, if they really want to, I feel like with anything, like, you know, if you really, really are sick and you finally realize that and you want to change it, you can change it. But, you know, at the same time, like...
Yeah, it's easy to say when you're standing on the sidelines, you know? I mean, I think drugs are very hard to kick and...
No, I'm sure they are.
Especially the cocaine and the heroin and all that shit they were doing.
I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying, like... There's somebody I know, a friend of mine, who's dating a heroin addict. Okay?
Yeah.
He was before her.
Uh-huh.
One day he woke up and he was like, I'm done. Cold turkey. Heroin.
Really?
Heroin. Just done. And I was like, that's so unheard of.
Right.
I mean, he was a functioning heroin addict.
Mm.
Successful guy. And he did it for years. And this was well before she met him. But he just woke up one day and said, and he has not touched it since.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, but it's like that. So there are people like that. But for the most part, I mean, it is pretty addictive.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I was anorexic for years. I went through a, when I was younger.
Really?
Yeah, I became anorexic when I was 12 years old, and it stemmed from, like, when I was a dancer.
Right. They expected you to be thin.
Exactly. And, you know that world. So it becomes this obsession.
Right.
And it's, you literally are, all you think about is food, but not eating food.
Right. Like,
and everything has calories, water, everything. And you chew gum to not be hungry, and you work out. And, I mean, I lost so much weight. My parents were, they were there, and they were scared.
Yeah, I would get worried, yeah.
You know, I lost my period for a year. I was sick. I was really, really sick, and I struggled for years on and off.
Yeah.
And I remember...
But you felt you couldn't do anything about it, huh?
I felt like it was bigger than me. I felt like this was something that I didn't know how to deal with.
Yeah.
And I, as much as, like, my parents knew they didn't know. You know what I mean? Like, you kind of hide it well, like, as any addiction.
Right.
I mean, it is an addiction in a sense.
Right.
Because...
It is. I mean, it's eating disorders, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's so... And it's all that consumes your mind, is that.
Yeah.
And so I hit it well for the most part. I mean, I was so thin, but it's like...
But you put clothes on and stuff so people can't see, huh?
Yeah, and it was like I would eat in front of people, but... I would eat very little, or if I didn't want to eat in front of people, I just ate. I'm okay.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And it was easy to hide at first, and then when you just lost so much weight, it was harder and harder.
Yeah.
But then I was out here, and my parents they didn't see how thin I was. Like, and I remember I had this moment where I like looked at myself in the mirror for the first time, like, and really saw how skinny I was.
Wow.
I wasn't able to see it. And I denied it for years, and I finally saw it, and I was like, okay, I have a problem. And I said it out loud.
And at what point, how old were you when you stopped?
I was about, I think I was like 21 or 22.
The age of 12?
Well, it was on and off for me.
Yeah.
It was on and off.
Like, oh, my God.
And it was just, it was such a, it's again, it fucks with your mind so much, and I know so many young girls go through this, especially because when you look in magazines and you see these models and how skinny they are, and especially runway models, you know, I mean, all they are, if I can speak today, that'd be great.
Uh-huh.
All they are just like clothes hangers,
You
know, and just that's all they are
because
these designers just want the clothes to hang on them,
You
know, and the samples that they make are like zeros, twos, and these girls are 5'11", 6 foot. You know, I mean, that's so unhealthy.
Right.
But I realized, like, I woke up one day and I was like, I'm really, really sick.
Mm.
And I remember calling up my dad and I said, I'm sick. Like, I need help. And all he said back to me was, do you want me to come and get you? And I was like, I sat there for a moment and I was like, no, you know what? I think I'm going to be okay. But I needed to say it, and I needed to know that I had the support.
Yeah.
And from that moment, I was starting to get myself healthier again. But I hit rock bottom, but it wasn't like this destruction of me,
right?
You know, of what drugs do or whatever. But it was still a destruction to me. I mean,
obviously, you know, it's bad for your health. It's
bad
for your psyche, you know.
Yeah, it was rough.
Yeah. So did you have like a support group or something like that to help you emerge
from that?
You know,
I think just being able to say it for me was the biggest. And I'm not saying that I don't still think about it. I'm not saying that, especially in the business that I'm in as an actress, we look heavier on screen. We, you know, 10 pounds heavier, which sucks. So you got to be even thinner.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got hips and thighs and boobs and an ass, and I'm okay with that. But I feel like for me, when I met my husband was a big help in that way. I give him a lot of credit. He accepted me for who I was, but he also helped me to eat again and to really enjoy it. And that was a great thing for me.
Yeah.
That was probably the best thing that I got out of my marriage was that kind of help. So I did get help, but it was more so just from him.
Right.
You know, but I also wanted to. And I think that that's the difference.
Yeah.
You know, when people are sick or they're doing drugs or drinking or whatever, and no matter what you say, there's nothing you can. There really is nothing you can say unless somebody wants to help themselves.
Right.
There's nothing you can do.
So you have to want it. You have to want to stop.
You know, you saying about Steven Tyler, like being in rehab, I think that rehab is great, but if they don't want to do it,
right, it doesn't
then
work.
Then it doesn't work.
No.
So they can go to rehab for seven different times. Mm. Why am I having the biggest trouble talking today? Like, my brain is everywhere. But like, if you can go like seven different times, and if it doesn't, if you are not committed to it,
right,
and you don't want to do it or admit that you have a problem, then you're not going to do it. Just yeah. easy as that.
Yeah. It doesn't matter how many, you know, how many times you go to meetings and,
right.
you know, and yeah. It's, you're right. I mean, you have to be committed to this shit because it's hard.
It's got to be really hard. And I've never been addicted to drugs. Mm-hmm. I've never done anything other than pot.
Right.
Like, I, you know, I'm not a big drinker. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what that is.
Right.
I don't know what that feels like for somebody
right.
to have it as a crutch. And it's yeah. got to be really, really difficult.
Yeah.
And I applaud people, man, who do it, who sit there and say, I need help. I want to do this.
Right.
I really do applaud people for doing it.
Yeah. Well, sometimes people don't have a choice. You know, I mean, they hit rock bottom and...
And maybe that's the best thing for them.
Yeah.
I, you know, not saying that I want to see
yeah,
people suffer.
Yeah, that or getting arrested and shit. You know,
oh,
I mean,
God.
That sometimes works for their benefit, you know, mm-hmm. because then they are sent to rehab whether they want to or not. And,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, there's many people I know actually that have gotten DUIs that are literally like have learned from it.
Yeah.
Like the moment that they get arrested,
yeah.
done.
Yeah.
But then they got to go like and pay $8,000 or $6,000 to go through all of it. It's just it's not worth it.
Yeah.
It is not worth it to I will not get in the car with somebody that is drinking.
Yeah.
I will not drink and drive. Like
yeah.
You are not only risking yourself or the people in the car, but it's not fair to other innocent people that are on the road
yeah.
that have done nothing.
Yeah.
That,
I mean, it's like, you know, I mean, I usually don't get drunk. I haven't in like years, but I remember times when I was, there's no way you can drive.
No way.
There is no way in hell.
No.
You know?
People that can convince themselves otherwise are just retarded because
yeah.
there's no way.
Yeah.
I agree.
I know. There's just so many deaths from drunk driving.
My cousins actually, and it's usually the people that aren't drunk that die.
Yes. Because they're the ones that get hit.
Yep.
You know?
My cousins, my dad's brother, and there's four of them in the family, just mm-hmm. like us. They're around the same age. Years ago, I must have been like maybe 8 or 9. They were on their way to Florida.
Uh-huh.
They were driving through the night. Two guys, they were both drunk, hit them.
Mm.
It was such a bad... I mean, some of my cousins, my aunt, will have problems for the rest of their lives with certain things. Like when my one cousin's leg is shorter than the other, my aunt's arm has her right arm, no feeling in her right arm.
Mm.
She's had... I mean, there's so many operations that all of them have had. I can't even begin to go into it. But the only time I've ever heard of the drunk drivers dying,
mm.
they were the ones that died. And everybody,
really?
All my cousins, my uncle, my aunt, live, thank God. But they were in the newspaper. Their car, they were all laying out on the street. Their car was like smashed down to nothing. I mean, it was
Jeez.
So horrific because these two guys decided to drink and drive and were so effed up. And thank God that they are all alive and they are healthy for the most part, but they do have problems
yeah.
and it's scary. Like
it is. And you kill people, you know, I mean, why would you want to get involved in this? You know, you go party, you have fun, you know, why would you want to be involved
cab.
In something like
take
that?
Take a cab. It's just not worth it.
Yeah.
It, no matter how far it is, like your house is from the bar, just take a cab or walk home or call a friend or your family. Like it's just, that's something that I'm a firm believer about. I don't
yeah.
ever get in the car with
Because cars are like weapons, you
oh.
know?
Don't you and think cars people... should be made out of rubber? So they can just bounce off each other like bumper cars. I've always thought, I've often thought about that, I have to say. And I know it sounds really stupid, but I think I'm onto something. I feel like if they're made of rubber and you just
uh-huh.
bounce off each other, we wouldn't have any accidents.
That's a good idea.
Don't
yeah.
you think? I know it sounds really crazy
rubber
and out
cars,
there,
yeah.
but like, why not? Why does it have to be made of metal? I mean, I'm sure there's probably a reason why it's not made of rubber. I'm not a scientist by any means, but I feel like why not look into that? Why not?
Okay.
Maybe I should invent that.
Yeah, we'll start a research project for you.
There we go.
Yeah.
That'll be my second invention.
Rubber cars.
I don't know. Maybe in time we'll do that. I have no idea. I just think that that's like kind of a no-brainer, but that in my mind it's a no-brainer. But I'm sure there's so many reasons why it wouldn't work. I don't know. I feel like we can do this. But yeah. I don't know if it's going to happen in our lifetime, Sam, but maybe down the road.
Yeah.
In another lifetime, we'll
see. Yeah, so if they hit each other, they'll bump off each other and hit other cars and bump off them, and it'll be
nobody dies! The bump cars. But then nobody dies, right? Isn't that good? That's good. Everyone's just, you know. So you get held up a little bit. You're like, oh, I'm sorry, I was in a bumper car incident today. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
But
I'm
what about your body? What about whiplash and shit like that? That's still going to happen.
That's true. Maybe there's something that can... I don't know. I think we need to research this more.
Yeah,
Sam.
A little bit.
I'll call my cousin who's an engineer and see if I'll run that by him and see what he says. I'm sure there'll be silence on the other end.
Yeah.
He'll be like,
are you part of my family?
I don't know. Who is this calling? I don't know who you are. I know it sounds crazy, but there's got to be something to it.
Yeah.
We'll look into that. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. That's my thought for the day.
Yeah.
Thought for the day, like Pee Wee's Playhouse. Yeah. Do you remember that show?
Yeah.
Oh my God, he got arrested for masturbating too.
Right, a long time ago.
Oh God. Yeah, he's so. Loved him too.
Yeah.
I loved him on Pee Wee's Playhouse, and I loved his movie, Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
Yeah.
Oh my God, do you remember that movie? I loved that movie. It was so cheesy and awful and awesome at the same time.
Oh yeah, it was awesome.
Do you remember it? It was in the 80s.
I remember when it came out, but I never saw it.
It was in the 80s. I don't know what. Oh my God, it was amazing. It was one of my favorite movies. It's so telling of me. The first movie I ever saw was Labyrinth. Do you remember that movie with David Bowie?
Yeah.
I never saw that one either.
That's the first movie you ever seen?
First movie I ever
really?
Saw.
Really?
Well, real movie. I don't think animated, but real movie. Unless I could be lying, but that's the only movie I remember seeing as my first movie.
Yeah.
Do you remember your first movie?
Not my first movie, but I remember the first one that really that scared me was The Wizard of Oz. You know, I was really young. And it was scary to me. I don't know why.
Wicked Witch of the West.
I don't remember what. I've never seen it again. It was so traumatic.
You're terrified. It. You know what? That witch is scary.
Yeah?
I will give you that. She's pretty creepy.
Yeah.
But other than that, if you were like scared of the lion.
But it's also a weird movie. Yeah. I mean, it's weird, you know?
It's a wonderful movie. If you were scared of the Lion or the Tin Man, we have a problem, Sam. I think you need to rewatch it and see.
So you think it was the witch that scared me?
Well, I would hope so, that it'd be the witch, Sam, because if it was anything else, then there's something going on there. It's almost as bad as my rubber car thing. No, you should watch it. It's actually a really good movie, and she's amazing. I think it's probably her best performance.
Oh,
Judy
yeah?
Garland? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hands down.
It's a weird movie, though, right?
It's
like in an imaginary land.
Yeah, and, you don't like fantasy, right?
I'm not crazy about fantasy.
It is, but it's, they have, I mean, it's, you know, they've got little people in there and munchkins and, you know, I mean, it's a little out there. I'm sure if you're tripping on something, it's probably 10 times more amazing, but it's still a great, great film. It's a classic film.
Yeah.
And it stands the test of time. It stands the test of time. Like, it's still good to this day. And they show it every year.
Yeah.
Around, like...
On TV.
Yeah, on Christmas or Thanksgiving or something.
Mm.
It's not even a Christmas movie, but...
No.
I don't know. You need to fight that fear, Sam. You need to go back and you need to watch it.
Well, let's just say I don't think I'm afraid of it this time.
Well, that's good.
There's just no appeal. but I'll check it out. It's a classic.
It is. And she's great.
Like I want to catch up on some classics, you know? I mean, there's movies I've never seen.
Like what?
Gone with the Wind. And,
oh.
Yeah.
I'll bring it to you if you want. I have it.
Oh, they have it on Netflix.
Oh, yeah, Netflix.
Yeah.
Netflix is great.
But I don't have the 4 hours to invest in that movie.
It's worth seeing, though, for sure. Oh, yeah. Have you seen Some Like It Hot? No, you haven't.
No.
Have you?
No.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
Really?
Have you seen The Odd Couple?
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
The Odd Couple.
Have you seen...
How did you get to The Odd Couple from all this?
Jack Lemmon.
Oh, okay.
because he was in Some Like It Hot.
Right.
There you go. Put
there
them together.
There you go. Okay.
There's some really great... Okay, we need to... We'll come up with a list of movies that you need to watch.
Okay.
Classic movies.
Sounds good. Well, there's a call coming in, but we are out of time. So next time when you guys call, give us a few minutes.
Call tomorrow, whoever you are.
All right, Stephanie.
Thanks,
thank
Sam.
You so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Been listening to Sam and Stephanie in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 until 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all communication to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Stephanie is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.